I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's through security.
What?
Danny White.
Free Danny White.
Former Cowboys quarterback, now with Compass Media Network, doing the games, doing the Cowboy games. Danny, how was security this time around?
Well, it was pretty good, actually, except my mobile boarding pass wouldn't work. I had to go back and get another boarding pass. Other than that, I'm through. I'm good. I've got plenty of time. I'll be home in 2 hours.
Oh, nice. Did you have to take your shoes off? I hate that.
No.
Okay.
Are you big time? Danny White.
Yeah, I'm just making, I know.
Take your shoes off.
I know he's big time. I'm just making sure that he didn't.
Come on,
you know,
man.
That would have been a problem if he did.
Yeah, that technology getting in the way of the man. Come on. That's terrible. Okay. Getting in the way of my Dallas Cowboys, it seems like all these opposing defenses and offenses. What can they do to fix this offense without Ezekiel? And, okay, you don't have Smith over there at left tackle. Is it just as easy as getting those guys back into that huddle? That's the only elixir for their problem?
You know, that's as simple as that sounds. That's a big deal. Your left tackle, and of course, Zeke is unique. And then on the other side of the ball, I think the guy they miss more than anybody is Sean Lee.
Yeah,
that defense, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. They give up 160 yards rushing when Sean is not playing, and 80 when he is. So that's a big part of it. Is of course last night. You're right. I mean, it was the fact that the offense just could not get the ball in the end zone, and then that's a big part. I hate to blame it on injuries, but you know, that's the biggest problem. They got other problems too. You got to be able to play without those guys, and teams do it all the time. And the Eagles, though, are having the kind of year that the Cowboys had last year. You know, it's amazing to watch. It's like a mirror image. They're playing well, and they've been able to acquire some players. Jay Ajayi, you know, and is a good example of the players that they've been able to get to plug some holes, and they've been basically injury free, and that's rare. That's, you know, when you have one of those years, you better take advantage of it. The Cowboys had that last year and did not take advantage of it. They got beat in the first round of the playoffs, and you know, it may be another 5 or 6 years before they have another year like that.
Gio and Jones with Danny White on CBS Sports Radio. Did you get the sense after calling that game last night that things were dire for the Cowboys and it was going to take a lot for them to turn it around? Or do you have more of an optimistic approach about what they could still do in the 2017 season?
Well, you know, I've got a little bit of optimism in me, partly because of the schedule. You know, they've got two Thursday games coming up. So the teams that they're playing are going to both be on short weeks, and they're both going to be, you know, it's Phillip Rivers and the Chargers, and then it's the Redskins. They both have to travel, and they both have to travel on short weeks. You know, so the schedule at least is being friendly to them. And so if they can kind of get it together and learn something from this game, get some things corrected, I think they've got a chance. They don't have a chance at winning the division, but they got a chance at a wild card, you know, with the way their schedule is laid out.
Danny, where do you rank Dez Bryant in when you juxtapose him with the other elite receivers around the NFL? Where would he rank?
Well, you know, I think Dez is in the top 10. He's not the greatest route runner in the world. He's found a new niche in the slant pattern. And they throw it to him over and over again, and they can't cover him because they're so worried about him running a fade. And if they're playing outside leverage and he runs a slant, he's going to get open, you know, and he's going to catch the ball, and he's hard to stop. But when it comes to just getting the ball on a fade route, when it's up in the air, I think he's as good as anybody in the league. Got great hands, strong hands. He just doesn't have that burst, that quickness to get separation, you know, that the great receivers have. And that's a big deal for a quarterback, you know, is giving him a target without a defensive back hanging all over him.
Mm-hmm. What's your take
on? Still one of the best. I take him over most guys.
What's your take on Carson Wentz so far? I mean, this guy's in the MVP conversation at this point. You're a guy who loves great quarterback play. So what do you make of Carson Wentz so far?
Oh man, he's the real deal. You know, it's the first time I've seen him in person, but just his demeanor, you know, he tell in the huddle, he takes charge. He's inspiring. He's got all the intangibles. And man, I saw him break some tackles last night when he was scrambling, and then make plays. You know, not only does he break tackles and get out of the pocket and elude people, but then he finds people down the field and makes great throws off balance and while he's running. And so, there's no question. Carson Wentz is the real deal.
Hey, we were discussing earlier, Danny, labels and two labels you don't want associated with you as a person or your team, quitter and soft. Would you agree with that? And have you ever played on any teams that you could label those two terms?
Well, you're right about those not being very, very positive labels for sure. I've never played on a team that quit, partly because, you know, as a quarterback, I'd go tell Coach Landry to get him out of the game, and I've done it before. I mean, there were times when I told him, I'm not going back out on the field, Coach, unless you get so-and-so out of the game and so-and-so in. And And I'm not going to mention any names right now, but, you know, that's something a quarterback can do.
Gio and Jones with Danny White on CBS Sports Radio. Jason Garrett's name has come up as a guy who is under criticism once again with this season slipping away. Do you think that he deserves criticism at this point for the way of Cowboys have played, or is it just these other circumstances we talked about with injuries and the suspension that have led to these games?
I think Jason is way down on the list of reasons for this team struggling. He does a great job. He's a great ambassador for the team and for the sport. Of course, he's got an owner that is a hands-on kind of a guy, and sometimes that can be difficult. But I think Jason's handled it extremely well as anybody could. And I'm a fan of Jason Garrett, no question about it.
Who had a better Cowboys career, you or Tony Romo?
Me or Tony Romo? Well, that's obviously a question I'm not going to answer.
I know who did.
Well, you know, Tony played for, what did he play for, 12 or 13 years? I played for 6.
Doesn't matter.
You know, so he put up great numbers, had a great career.
Not what I asked.
I'm going to answer it for him.
I'll tell you this. This is the one thing I'm proud of in my career is that the 6 years that I was the starter, started and finished the season, we made the playoffs every year. So I'm 100% when it comes to the playoffs, and I'm proud of that.
There you go.
That wasn't me. That was the people around me. I mean, when you've got receivers like Drew Pearson and running backs like Tony Dorsett and Herschel Walker, you know, you better make the playoffs.
All right, well, enjoy some airport food, all right? And we'll talk to you later. We appreciate the time this morning.
All right, guys. Hey, good to talk to you.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.